We're going to continue now with Rabbeinu Yonah. Second issue. Umasha kosef arif shechosein b'shabbos bruchas harashem menachem amo b'vinyan Yerushalayim. That the chazima is menachem amo b'vinyan Yerushalayim. Hikshalav talmido Rabbeinu Ephraim Asfardi. Daha amrinu lekaman she'ein omrim Moshiach Yisrael Ubona Yerushalayim. The Gemara says later on that you don't say Moshiach Yisrael, who saves Israel and builds Yerushalayim. Mishum di'ein chosmen b'shtayim. Because you don't conclude the bracha with two praises, though, with two elements. V'yam omer menachem amo b'vinyan Yerushalayim. And if he says that, as the Rif said, Menachem Amo B'vin Yerushalayim, Havalei Chosein B'Shtayim. So therefore, it's a problem of Chosein B'Shtayim. B'Nechemas Yisrael, with the phenomenon of Nechama, B'Vinyan Yerushalayim, and B'Vinyan Yerushalayim. Okay, so he raises a problem as far as this is concerned. As far as the issue of the problem. What is the problem of Chosen Mishnayim? So you have a Memtes after this whole discussion, which basically you should go through. Because it goes through many different brachas, which at least on the surface seem to be clearly that you have more than one idea in the Chasima. But then the Gemara says, V'tam amai ein Chosen Mishnayim. What's the reason why you don't have chasim b'shtayim? Lefi she'ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because of this principle that you can't make mitzvos, can't treat it like bundles, piling on everything together. And Rashi, ein chasim b'shtayim, basing himself on this, she'domin li osin mitzvos chavilos. Just as the word domin. That it's similar to one who's making the mitzvot chavilos. Ki hechi diyamar, ein omer beis kedushos, al kos echad. So he cites the source in Psachim, daf kuf beis amid beis. The issue of chavilos has to be defined. Because at first glance, it's not clear what's wrong with that. Because you're making a bracha, and a bracha has to be related to a specific. So if that's the case, why can't you mention a number of different things, more than one thing, and relate it all to one format of bracha? All these things. That is the bracha to Hashem al-Kenim al-Cholam, and it relates to A, B, and C. It's not clear. It's not, I don't know if it's something that we ourselves would have concluded that it can't be done, but the Gemara is saying it's a problem. It's referring to it by chavilos. So therefore, it can't be done because chavilos, that's an issue. As a result of that, then you can't do it. So if you have two separate things, you want to you have to have a bracha for these things. You have to make separate brachas. A question is being raised: what about the beginning part of the bracha? Is the critique of the rift related only to the chasima? But what about the beginning? Now he says, the Rif says, Maschal Menachama, She'omer Nachmenu, Hashem Elokeinu B'vinyan Yirecha. That's pretty much the way he ends it. So, the Rabbeinu Yonah pretty much accepts the criticism over here, and he suggests a modification to avoid the problem of Chavilos. A point is being made that this discussion is limited purely to the Chasima of the bracha.
But this is arucha too, it's just
the idea of a bracha arucha, an extended bracha. I mean, there's two kinds of brachos. Short bracha, just as shakol yevvaro, bori priya eitz. So obviously it doesn't require a chasima. When a bracha requires a chasima, it's because it's a bracha arucha, which is an elaboration. It's an elaboration on the theme. And therefore, after doing that, so you have to tie everything together. Therefore, it requires a chasima. So that's not a problem that you can have more than one idea. But these ideas are connected, obviously. That's why it says in the Noda Lecha, for example, whoever didn't mention Bris and Torah didn't fulfill his obligation. So that's Bris is one idea, Torah is another idea, and the land is a third idea. There's a lot of ideas. But they're all interrelated in terms of the Hodaya, the Chefs Shel Hodaya. However, there's one, when it comes to the Chasima, that's a separate rule, that the Chasima ain't Chos from Mishnayim. That's the problem. That's the problem that's being brought up over here. And why that's the case may not be necessary at this point in time. Whatever. That's the halacha. The halacha is ain't Chos from Mishnayim. That the Chasima of the Bracha has to relate to one idea. That's the central idea of the bracha. And everything else is an elaboration on that idea. But when you express the praise, then it has to be exactly clear. What are you praising God for? It's got to be one thing. We're going to go through the Rabbeinu Yonah now, his discussion of the problem. Because it's not that pashut. Obviously, the Rif accepts the fact that ain't chos from b'shtayim. That's not his argument. The question is whether this type of formulation would be a violation of that principle. So then he says, v'yesh l'tareitz. One can answer this. She'im ha'ya omer menachem amo uvoni Yerushalayim. If he were to say menachem amo uvoni Yerushalayim and boni Yerushalayim. That would be a violation. So it seems to, everything seems to hinge on a very technical issue over here as to the wording, the formulation. Would have been since he says Menachem Amo Bevinyan Yerushalayim, it's one thing. Shinachem al yidei habinyan. That they should be comforted via the binyan. Aval nira lemori harav. Now, as Rebbe said, sheyesh siyua l'Rabbeinu Ephraim zal. There is a support for the view of Rabbeinu Ephraim that says it's a problem, that this is not a solution, by simply saying bevinyan instead of u, because when you say u, obviously you're separating it into two things. And if you don't say, ooh, it's a continuation of one thought. That's pretty much what his defense is. But nevertheless, his Rebbe held that Rabbeinu Ephraim's position has support. Mashiskinu Bahavinenu. From, interestingly enough, it's a brilliant proof over here, from the Bruch of Havinenu. Havinenu, as you know, is the shortened version of Shmon Esrei. When you have the first three, and the last three, and then all the middle ones are incorporated, subsumed into one bracha. So you make a reference there by a couple of words. You're referring to all the requests, all the petitions of the full Shmon Esrei. Now, in Havinenu, it says, V'yismachu tzadikim bevinyan irecha. That tzaddikim should rejoice bevinyan irecha, with the building of your city. V'zehu me'ein shtei brachos. And this corresponds to two brachos. Yisbechu tzaddikim me'ein ala tzaddikim. That yisbechu tzaddikim corresponds to the brach of ala tzaddikim. That's the bracha which ends mishan u'miftach la tzaddikim. That's a bakasha for the well-being of the tzaddikim. And the other one is uvinyan irecha, and then of course uvinyan irecha, he may ein tishkom besoch Yerushalayim irecha. That's v'lu Yerushalayim. We say v'lu Yerushalayim irecha v'rachem tashuv. So we have two brachas over in Shmon Esrei. One is the bracha for the tzaddikim, the well-being of the tzaddikim, and the second one is for the restoration of Yerushalayim. Now, how is this fulfilled in the shortened version? If you take a look at the language, he says yismachu tzaddikim bevinyan irecha. So there, it's the same language. It's not, there's no ooh, there's no and, so to speak. And it's still considered to be two different things. It's not considered to be. Even if you say it in this way, it still has the character of two independent ideas. V'zeh ain't shtei brachos. Okay, well, let me... Hinei she'amru b'vinyan yirecha v'hu davaracha. That is to say, that Tishka, Hinei she'amru b'vinyan yirecha. That is, they express this idea not as a separate entity, but as part of a continuation, by utilizing b'vinyan yirecha. V'hu davaracha. But it's a separate thing. Af hocha nami. Here too. Af apisha omer bevinyan Yerushalayim. Even though he says bevinyan Yerushalayim, inyan achar bifnei atzmo. Havi. You see, it's a separate chafza. It's a separate chafza of a bracha, or to put it more specifically, of a chasima. It's a separate entity. It assumes the status of being a separate entity, even when it's said in this manner. And that's the way it is in the Shmon Esrei. Here too, Av Bishom Vinyan Yerushalayim Inyan Achar Bifnei Atzmo Havi. It should be considered an inyan Atzmo, a different inyan rather Bifnei Atzmo. V'Havi LeChosein B'Shtayim, and it should be considered as Chosein B'Shtayim. V'Lefichach Nira. Therefore, it seems to me SheYoser Nachon Hu. See, he accepts this. He starts off with the riff, brings down Rabbi Ephraim, tries to defend the riff, but then, again, intellectual honesty. This is the Talmud of the riff, but his Rebbe brings a proof, amazing proof from Havinenu, which seems to indicate that it doesn't matter how you say it, it's going to be regarded as two separate things. So he says the proper way to do it, Sheyomar, therefore Sheyomar, Baruch Hashem, Bona Yerushalayim. That he should conclude the Siyam of Baruch Hashem, Bona Yerushalayim, Kamo Sheomar Bechol. Just like he says Bechol. And, well, what about the Rif? What if you hold like the Rif? Then on Shabbos you got to change it to Nachmenu. V'yafil l'das ha-Rif, Zal, Sheomar Shetzorach Sheyaskir B'Shabbos, Loshon Nechama, B'Siyam HaBracha. Even according to the Rif, who says that you have to adopt the Loshon of Nechama and the Siyam HaBracha, Ein Tzarech Lomar, Oso, Bachasima Atzma. That's interesting. You can say in the Chasima, but you don't have to see it in the actual Chasima, so to speak. You could say it next to the, near the end. Eladai Sheyom, Sheachar, Sheyomar Ritzei V'lachitzenu. That after he says, Ritzei Yomar V'nachmenu, B'siyon Yirecha, Kiyato Ba'al Anachomos, V'chosem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. So that's his solution, and according to him, it's consistent with the position of the Rif. That even though the bracha is essentially a bracha of Nechama, and that has to be expressed in the Siyam, but if you say Bonei Yerushalayim, it's fine. One doesn't have to assume that the Rif would have argued and said that you can say cannot say Bonei Yerushalayim. We're not sure about that, but what we do know is the Rif had no problem. It's clearly better to mention Nechama in the actual Siyam, not just close to the Siyam, according to the Rif. And the only thing is that you also have to mention, you have to have reference to the Binyan Yerushalayim. So, according to the Rif, it's not a problem of having both. Because according to him, it's not both, it's just one thing. You see? All right, so that's what we have to really analyze. What's the position of the Rif and what's the Machlokas? Of course, it becomes more complicated because you have to factor in, you have to incorporate the whole proof from Havinenu. It seems on the surface, first glance, to be a pretty strong proof. What would the Rif say about that? The Rif would have to defend himself on that. And then we have to try and understand the formulation or the resolution, so to speak, of the Rabbeinu Yonah, how the Rif's position of Nachmenu can be maintained by simply saying Bonu Yerushalayim.